Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Labota, freelance journalist and FAST team representative in Southwest Florida, who is today's host.
It's still the first day of the 25th annual Women in Aviation Conference. This is Amy Labota again, your Florida Aviation Network host. And now we're going to look at the other side of things. I have Bonnie Simi, the VP of Talent at JetBlue Airways. Bonnie, how is the show going? What's your perspective been on the FastPass?
So we've just got started, and I actually like the FastPass idea. The last year was crazy with so many people, and this gives it a little bit more, keeps the chaos down, I guess. And also you could see who really wants to be here, right? So there were people who were in line just for JetBlue. The first one was in line at 5:30 this morning.
Ouch.
I know.
You started giving them out around 8, right?
We gave them out starting at 9, and we ran out by 9:30. Okay. But that is, we gave out about 250 passes. And the reality is, in a four-hour period at the booth, that's the only number we could manage anyway.
Right.
So it's giving, you know, those people know now that they're going to get some good time with us rather than waiting in line and just being in a rush. So I like the idea. We'll see how it plays out over the rest of the conference, but I think it's a good idea.
Now, that's not the only place that people can get one-on-one conversation with you. It may be a more formal type mini interview, but are you doing the hiring seminars as well?
Yeah, so I literally just came out of the one that we do, once a day we do a seminar where I kind of walk through what is our whole process and then take questions, and then people can come up afterwards too and talk. So that way when somebody does get a fast pass, they come to the booth, they already know all the basic things, you know, when are we hiring, when is our application window open, what's competitive. And now we can really have a conversation at the booth specific to their particular case.
And you really do understand this because you are also a captain for JetBlue. You're on the
E190.
Yes. Excellent. So you fly the line too.
Yes, so I fly a couple days a month.
Okay.
Mostly, I work in the office. I oversee all of our hiring for the whole company, not just pilots. But, of course, pilot hiring is my favorite. And I actually started at JetBlue 10 years ago, and it's my journey to JetBlue started at Women Aviation at this conference in Cincinnati. And that's where I went because I wanted to talk to the JetBlue recruiters there, talk to them, research the company, and then got hired from Women in Aviation 10 years ago. And now it's kind of fun to be coming back and doing it and realizing that, you know, I was in their shoes 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, the Women in Aviation Conference has come a long way in 10 years, if you stop and think about it.
Yeah.
What do you see as the biggest change?
Well, we are very inclusive.
Yes, we are.
So it is not just women in aviation anymore with the few odd men here and there. We are definitely equal opportunity conference, although it is obviously intended as a focus for the women. But so there's a lot more enrollment. There's a lot more networking opportunities. And it's fun to see what I see different is kind of like I said, I was in their shoes some time ago. We have a couple of pilots who came to the conference last year, and then we ended up hiring them, and now they're coming back as volunteers to give service back to their other fellow pilots. So I'm seeing a lot of pilots now who were in the line who are now working the booths, which is fabulous. It's a community of giving back, and it's getting bigger and bigger, which is great.
Is JetBlue going to keep hiring? I mean, is this something that you see as there are slots that need filling for the next year or two?
Well, we are going to be in a steady state hiring mode, 300 to 400 a year on into eternity, it seems like. So we only go to a few places. Women Aviation is one. We are in a very fortunate place, as are many of the major airlines, where we have no shortage of candidates, and we actually don't see that we will have a shortage of candidates for quite some time. And also, we don't have regional feeders, so we're not worried about our regional partners canceling flights because we don't have regional
partners.
Right,
you're not poaching from them.
Yeah, we're not poaching from them. So overall, we're in a very nice spot. That said, we're very active in the STEM community. We're very active with colleges and universities. And we even sponsor students. We have 26 students that we're sponsoring here, some for Bring Your Daughters Day high school students, mm-hmm. and then some college students from here in Florida that we're sponsoring and hosting. So we believe in giving back to the community, but we also believe in building out that pipeline.
I was going to say, it sounds like JetBlue has a little bit of a grow your own attitude going on here.
Yeah, so we have gateway programs where we work with five universities around the country to career path. It's an 8-year path. We interview them as freshmen, and we career path them to Cape Air or ExpressJet, and then when they hit about 3,500 hours, they come to us. And we started 8 years ago, and we have pilots who have come through the whole process. They have, so far, knock on wood, 100% success rate. Those who stick with it get hired.
So. That's fabulous. What's your best advice for somebody who's a first-timer here?
My best advice, if they're looking for pilot jobs in particular, again, women in aviation is not just about pilot jobs.
No. So, there's as many mechanics here looking for a job as
yes, and we are actually in the mechanics recruiting as well.
Oh,
so
terrific.
I have a tech ops recruiter who's here that's helping out. So so we are here basically pilots, engineers, and techs. And so I would say network. Go to the sessions, the career sessions, get a fast pass. All of our pilot volunteers who are working the booth are volunteers. They are not being paid, but they are here in uniform. So at JetBlue pilot uniform, stand out. We are blue. We don't have white shirts.
I like the spotted tie myself.
So you see somebody in a blue shirt, talk to them and network. This is about networking.
Terrific. Bonnie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here at the 25th Annual Women in Aviation Conference. Have a great time.
We will. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.